Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Aberdeen's Equity Union Creamery was the first centralized cooperative creamery organized in the United States. For today's Images of the Past, we welcome Sue Gates. Sue is from the Dakota Prairie Museum in Aberdeen, and she joins us now. Sue, welcome.
Thank you, Lori. It's a pleasure to be with you on this beautiful fall day.
Let's talk a little bit about this sort of innovation springing up, right? It seems like one of the stories of Aberdeen in general, doesn't it? Aberdeen history of, an innovation springing up. Maybe the first in the United States or the first in the region, but this one's a creamery. Where do you want to start?
Well, this is definitely a story of something that was formed and shaped out of a need for our agriculture producers to have a better market for their product. And in this case, it was raw cream. Hmm. We are definitely an agricultural state. And at the time that the organizers of this creamery were talking about this, there were a couple things going on. Overall, they were concerned about operators diversifying their operations. They were depending maybe too much on croplands and not enough on livestock and dairy products. So part of this was to encourage diversification in your operations so that you could ensure some kind of an income if one of those arms was not profitable that year. Perhaps you could pick up some of your income from another one of those products.
Is that a new idea, the idea of diversification, or is that something that's sort of being done and maybe just hasn't been applied?
You know, I think it might have been kind of a unique idea
Sure. At
that time, and we're talking the early 1900s, we're into the 19-teens, and I think, and this is only my perception, I think producers were kind of a one operation show.
Right.
And we all know how scary that is to put all your eggs in one basket. So this was an effort to try and broaden that picture for those producers. And then another problem that this solved was that those people who were in dairy didn't have a centralized market for their products, so every little town had some kind of a creamery that would handle this product. Well, everybody knows that if you have a little creamery in every little town or a business in every little town, you can't get the efficiencies that a larger centralized location for that production could offer you. And so that's, again, what they were trying to do is, could we do better for our farmers and dairy people if we had a bigger operation, get
right.
them better prices and that kind of thing. So it was kind of an experiment that they put together to look out for our producers, and I think ultimately it turned out to be a really good deal all the way around.
So why Aberdeen? It must have something to do with the rail car service.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Aberdeen,
see, I'm learning. I'm learning all kinds of things about Aberdeen from you.
Aberdeen was a rail hub at that time with lines coming in really from every direction. So in theory, it would be very simple for these producers to load up their cream cans on the rail cars and bring it to Aberdeen for processing. And that's exactly what happened. I mean, they were eventually bringing in product from as far away as, Montana, North Dakota, and just providing this service for our dairy farmers that they were just able to mass produce this butter, which to me is, in the first year of production, they were doing 800,000 pounds. That's
wow.
a lot of butter. That's a lot of butter. And then by 1955, their production had grown to over 8 million pounds.
Wow.
So this was a big deal, not only for the ag community, but for the business community Aberdeen.
Yeah. Do they know right away that it's a successful model? How quickly are they having to really expand their footprint, expand their business model?
Well, they started with a small operation. They bought a little building on the railroad track, and it was within 2 years that they had to do an expansion to that little building because they had outgrown that. And then it was very shortly after that that they decided they needed an even bigger plant, and so they purchased a lot, again, adjacent to the railroad, but they invested over $100,000 in a new facility that actually took them over 2 years to complete. It was state-of-the-art at that time, and they could hold up to 2 rail cars of product in their refrigerated storage area for processing or transport or whatever it may be, just a kind of a holding tank for them. So they had really, they hit the ground running, and their business just skyrocketed into a huge success.
Yeah, it gets sent all over the country. They must have to sort of figure out how to have a national footprint then, because that's a lot of product that they're moving.
That's a lot of product, and of course we had the advantage of the railroad to transport, but you could find Equity Union products in Chicago, New York, Buffalo, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, San Francisco, Seattle, Portland. So it totally went coast to coast. And dehydrated or dried product was even sent as far away as Hawaii.
Wow.
So they had their sales area well covered. And the amazing thing to me was that this company was the first totally owned farmers organization to own a seat on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, which, if you are on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, you are a serious business doing multi-million dollar.
You made it, baby.
You made it. And people are taking you seriously.
Yeah. And the impact on the community itself then must be tremendous, not only, economically, but just for, the civic pride.
Absolutely. I mean, this place employed a fair amount of people, and whether you were a salesman throughout the territory selling this product to the grocery stores, or whether you were working on the line, whether you were in the office trying to keep track of all of the dividends that were paid to the members, it was a big boon to Aberdeen. And one thing that I found kind of fascinating was in 1926, now they'd been in business for about 10 years, the company actually purchased 10 refrigerated rail cars to move their product. Huh. And they painted the outside of these cars with, of course, the Equity Creamery logo, Aberdeen, South Dakota. And so these were seen on trains throughout the country. And I guess not being a dairy person or any, thinking about dairy other than I buy my pound of butter or margarine, not thinking about how it got to that point, they felt that buying their own rail cars would be beneficial because nothing else had been transported in those cars, which could taint the flavor. If you had meat or some kind of fruit in there that had a real strong odor,
right,
that could be absorbed into that product. So
we all know that happens to butter.
Oh, just in your own refrigerator at home. It's like, I shouldn't have probably put that next to the onion.
Yes.
Yeah. So they were quite forward-thinking in that process.
Sue Gates is with the Dakota Prairie Museum in Aberdeen. You can see more of this story online, sdpb.org/images-of-the-past. Sue Gates, always a pleasure. Look forward to talking to you next time.
Well, I will have another story about Aberdeen.
I look forward to it. Thanks so much.
Okay, thanks, Laurie.